Last spring, about 15 University of Illinois students gathered early on a Sunday morning to record themselves playing the Altgeld chimes.
The idea of it really emerged as a final project to do before the chimes shut down, but the meaning of it really didn't come until later.
That's musicology doctoral student and chimes master Michael Brizard. He leads the students who play the 15 bells in the tower of the castle-like Altgeld Hall. Until it was closed for renovations, they played for passers-by on the main quad in between classes. This is Tabu Selassir, one of the more unusual selections. It's an example of traditional Balinese gamelan music from Indonesia. Broussard and former chimes master Tina Horton played it as a duet on the Altgeld chimes, an example, he says, of an interlocking melody.
When you hear one part of the melody being played, it doesn't sound like anything. But then when you put them together, it creates a really complex melody.
The Altgeld chimes are played by pushing down on levers lined up at the base of the bell tower. Each one pulls a cable and, in turn, a clapper on one of the bells. It takes your whole arm to work the levers. U of I alumnus Liam Flood says once he discovered the chimes, he knew this was the instrument he wanted to play.
I didn't blow into it. There were no strings. There wasn't too much finger work, which I didn't like about the piano. And I liked the anonymity of it because, you know, everyone gets to hear you, but not everyone gets to see you play. So it was the perfect fit for me.
Flood works in Washington, D.C. as a data scientist, but he jumped at the chance to come back for the recording session.
I recorded my signature song, the one that I play the most, which is an Irish folk song called Off to California.
Flood is also an expert on the history of the chimes. He'll tell you all about how it was a gift to the university from the graduating classes of 1914 through 1921. They raised enough money to install 13 bells, and how an administrator found additional money to add two more bells so the chimes would have all the notes needed to play the school song, Illinois Loyalty. Because the bells will not be played for at least a couple of years, Michael Brizard says they're making CDs of the 34 songs that were recorded. They'll also be on a university website. And until the Altgeld chimes ring out again, another set of mostly automated chimes can be heard on the U of I campus, the newer 48-bell McFarlane Carillon on the South Quad. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.